If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Maria is on the phone with us. She had a very interesting first date with a guy named Aaron. They spent the whole date breaking into her house. She thought that she forgot her keys when he came to pick her up. She searched everywhere. Ultimately, it ended with him breaking a window, crawling inside, cutting himself, and then opening up the door, only for her to find out that the keys were actually in her purse the whole time.
Oopsies.
That's the only reason you can think of, Maria. Nothing else on your date. No other reason why he wouldn't be calling you back.
There was nothing else that happened that I have been able to think of.
When he left, he said, I want to reschedule this.
Yeah, I mean, I said, let's hang out again. And he said, okay, great.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so it seems like he wanted to see you again. Yeah. Well, he did cut his hand on your window. Maybe he got an infection and is no longer with us.
Oh, no!
Could have happened.
God, I hope not.
Well, we'll find out right now. I'm going to dial his phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Aaron.
Yeah, that's me. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Aaron? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
From who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay, yeah.
So you've heard of the show?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the segment we do called the Second Date Update?
No, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're going to get very familiar with it because you're a part of a Second Date Update now.
What?
It's a segment we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back afterwards, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what went wrong. So a girl named Maria emailed us about you.
Okay.
Oh, that's the excited voice, right?
Yeah. She told us a little bit about your date. Didn't sound like much of a date, just breaking into her house, basically, when you came to pick her up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that did happen.
But she also said that you're not calling her back, and at the end of that experience, you guys had sort of made plans to go out again.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like it's really a great fit. You know, like, it seems like, I don't know, I don't want to be mean, but it just seems like it would be kind of hard to actually date her.
Oh,
why is that?
I don't know. It feels like we're on different levels, if that makes any sense.
Whoa. Is it because you had to break into her house because she forgot her keys that were actually in her purse?
No, it's not that at all. That was actually pretty great. I don't get to break a lot of windows. That was really fun.
Oh, so you did think that part, well, the only part, really, of your whole date, you had a good time with her.
Yeah. If every girl wanted me to break into her house, I would totally be fine with that. That's a fun adventure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like an exciting time.
I thought the blood would definitely be like, well, I cut myself and I'm leaving.
It was super minor and she had bandages. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
So then what's the reason that you're not calling her back? Why don't you feel like you're on the same level or whatever you said?
Well, so while we were around, like, one of the sides of her house trying to find a window to get into, we were talking. We were trying to have, like, salvage a date out of this.
Right.
And this is the first time we've talked in person, so we were chatting,
so
and...
You're having, like, first date get-to-know-me conversation over trying to jimmy a window open to get into a house.
Yeah, we're just making, like, small talk or whatever, so we're talking about TV shows that we're watching, and we both love Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay, a lot of
which is my favorite show. I'm not going to spoil anything, but we were talking about it, and... She said something that seemed kind of weird early on. She just said, it's weird that 1,000 years ago people had to worry about getting eaten by dragons.
But she was joking, right? I mean, that was being
That's
silly.
What I thought. So I laughed. I thought that was funny. And she heard me laughing and she was like, what? Dragons are bad. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
so she thought dragons were real.
At this point, I don't know what she's thinking. Is this some sort of issue? Is she messing with me? Is this, like, some test? Like, will you break a window? Do you think that I think dragons are real? Like, it's all some elaborate first date test, you know? And so I don't know. So I'm, like, I'm sort of feeling it out. And I laugh. And I think we're having an okay time. Mm-hmm. And she... keeps talking about, like, what this time period would have been like to live in, not this universe, this time period. She actually said Game of Thrones is my favorite period piece.
So maybe she just used the wrong wording. Like, there's no way she actually thinks it's like a reenactment from real life.
As far as I can tell, like, she doesn't think, like, there were cameras there, obviously. Like, she thinks, but she thinks it's, like, based on a true story, like that.
No.
But then she got into, like, how it's weird that wizards and witches just, like, aren't around as much anymore. Like, they sort of disappeared.
At any time did you explain to her that Game of Thrones is made up and it's not a documentary?
Look, man, if she thinks that's true, then I don't want to break her heart. I don't want to crush her and tell her about the terrible world. And if she's messing with me, I don't want to admit that I'm fooled. There's no win situation.
Yeah, I guess you're screwed. Hey, Aaron, I do want to let you know, though, that you might have crushed her.
What do you mean?
I mean that she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
And
she might have just found out that Game of Thrones is not real. Maria, are you still there?
I'm not stupid. I know that Game of Thrones isn't real. It's not a documentary, but it's based on true events.
I mean, I hope you're messing with me. I hope that this is just a really good joke.
No, it's like the Renaissance, you know, like that stuff.
What?
It's like that show Vikings, you know, like, what are you trying to say, that Vikings aren't real?
Vikings are real. They existed. Dragons did not exist.
Well, they don't exist anymore because humans killed them.
What are you talking about, Maria?
Are you guys screwing with me? Are you all in on this prank?
No.
No, we're
not at all.
I
promise you, Maria wanted to call you to find out what went wrong on the date.
I should have known with the window you guys were, that somebody was setting me up. This whole thing.
No, this is not a setup. I promise you. Maria, do you really think that dragons existed?
They did. I read history books about them.
Sci-fi and history books are not the same thing.
I'm not dumb, guys. Like, I know that the Game of Thrones story is dramatized, but, like, dragons actually existed in the Renaissance. You can read about it, and, like, witchcraft and wizardry was a thing.
Well, that part's true.
Sort of.
I don't know which books you're reading, Maria, but I want to read them.
It's in tons of books, and you can start by reading the Bible, because it's got all of that.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
I know that they exist, and I have proof. You don't even have to read the books. Like, I'll send you the Wikipedia link that I found, and you can read it yourself.
So you're serious? You really believe this?
100%. I believe with all my heart that dragons used to exist, and I'm afraid that they'll come back.
Oh my God, you guys! Science is not a belief system.
It's the Bible. Read it.
Are there dragons in the Bible?
Well, Maria, what do you think about that being the reason that Aaron's not calling you back, because he disagrees with you on the whole dragons being real things?
I don't like the tone of this whole thing because it feels like everyone's making fun of me, but Aaron is the ignorant one.
I'm not making fun of you, Maria. I haven't read what you've read.
What are you doing?
And I'm not as educated as you on the subject, so I can't claim to know anything about dragons.
Well, you should do that because it's an interesting subject.
Okay,
yeah.
I will. At this point, I would like to ask Aaron, though, real quick. Aaron, would you like to go on a second date with Maria? We will pay for it.
I mean, at this point, I don't know if she wants to go on a second date with me, but I'm kind of curious where this goes.
Are you being serious?
Hear that, Maria?
You want to go out with her again.
She's fun.
Dude.
You know what? Like, I'm up for it, you know? Like, you only get one chance in life to have this kind of fun, right?
Oh, my God.
Maria, would you like to go out with Aaron again?
Yeah.
You guys can hash out the whole Game of Thrones thing in person.
If Aaron is open to hearing me out and reading my books, then yes, I would consider going out with him again.
Yes.
Aaron, can you promise to go into this next date with Maria with an open mind about dragons?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations, Maria. You got your second date.
We did it.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
No, Maria, thank you. Thank you for today's phone call. That was awesome.